chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
你们知道主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来是富足的，却为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
如果我们一个最基本的问题，
So if we were to ask one of the most fundamental questions,
为什么我要信耶稣？
What is the reason that I should believe in Lord Jesus?
从这一节圣经给我们一个答案。
And from this verse, we can find the answer.
信耶稣就是要成为富足。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we want to become rich.
所谓富足就是没有缺乏。
And when we become rich, means we are in lack of nothing.
所谓富足就是很满足。
And when we are rich, then that means we are satisfied.
也就是让我们信耶稣之后，你可以过得很满足，很满意。
So after believing Lord Jesus Christ, you can live in abundance and live in satisfaction.
但是我们常常发现，我信主以后，我工作是一样的。
But many times we realize that after becoming a believer, I still work the same job.
那我的收入好像也没有增加多少。
It appears my income has not increased much.
甚至有的人信了耶稣还经历过几次的失业。
And for some people, after they become a believer, they still lose their job.
所以什么叫做让我们可以成为富足？
So what does it mean that we might become rich?
我们一想到富足，常常都是想到钱。
When we think of the word rich, we connect it right away with money.
但是圣经讲到的富足，常常是跟钱没有关系。
But the rich that's recorded in the Bible, many times it has nothing to do with money.
所以圣经讲的跟我们想的是不太一样。
So the rich that the Bible is referring to here, it's different than the rich that we are thinking of.
那圣经讲的富足是什么？
So what is this rich that the Bible is mentioning here?
如果我们看约翰福音第一章。
We turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel of John chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章14节。
John chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身。
Here it says the Word became flesh.
就是神成为人，来住在我们当中。
That is God made his dwelling among us.
那下面说充充满满有恩典有真理。
So here it says full of grace and truth.
所以这个富足就是指着在我们生活中充充满满有恩典有真理。
So we say, when it says that we might be rich, it means that in our life it will be full of grace and truth.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
就是你不需要花代价你得到。
That means you obtain something without paying for a price.
以前我们在世为人都是靠自己的聪明。
Before, we live in the world by our own strength, by our own wisdom.
靠我们自己的努力。
We live by our own effort.
我要怎么去计划，我要怎么去奋斗。
I want to plan to how to put effort to work hard.
我们的生活压力很大。
So we live under tremendous pressure or stress.
忧虑很多。
We have a lot of worries.
但是不一定保证我们能成功。
However, after all the things that we have planned and put effort, it does not guarantee our success.
那信耶稣以后，我们是做神的儿女。
And after we believe in Lord Jesus, we are the children of God.
有神的恩典在我们身上。
We have the grace of God abiding with us.
不错，我们还是要努力。
Yes, it is true that we should continue to work hard.
但是我们没有忧虑。
But we should not have any worries.
因为我们是靠神的恩典。
Because we are living by God's grace.
我们做不到的地方。
The things that we are not able to achieve.
神用他的恩典补足。
God will fill it up, push us up with his grace.
所以主耶稣才说劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
So Lord Jesus says, those who have heavy burden, you can come to me.
你要负我的轭，学习我的样式。
You will learn my likeness and you will carry my yoke.
那你就可以得享安息。
And you shall receive rest.
有好多人为着事业上劳苦担重担。
There are so many people in the world, working and toiling in career, carrying a very heavy burden.
有的人为着家庭劳苦担重担。
And for some people, they carry a heavy burden for their family.
有的人为着子女劳苦担重担。
And many people carry a heavy burden for their children.
有的人为自己的坏习惯、坏个性劳苦担重担。
And there are some others carry a heavy burden because of their own iniquities or their bad habits.
所以这样压力一大以后，精神发生问题，忧郁症。
So when they go under such tremendous stress, then they have some mental problems, and a lot of people then develop depression.
但是主耶稣说可以到我这里来。
But Lord Jesus says, you can come to me.
我要让你得安息。
I will give you peace.
我们生活的担子一样多。
So even though we still have all these burdens in our life,
那怎么能够得到安息。
How can we obtain this peace?
主耶稣说你要负我的轭。
Lord Jesus says, carry my yoke.
这个犹太人在耕田是用两头牛在耕。
When the Jewish are tilling their field, they used to oxen.
那这个轭就是一个十字架的形状。
And the yoke, it looks very much like a cross.
有两条牛，一边在左边，一个在右边。
So there will be two oxen, one on the left side and one on the right hand side.
如果右边这一条力量小了软弱了，左边这一条把它的担子承担过来。
If the oxen on the right hand side is a little bit weaker and not putting enough strength into the yoke, then the one on the left side will have to put more effort into it.
所以主耶稣说你要负我的轭。
So Lord Jesus says, carry my yoke.
我们在世界上在做事业，好像是在犁田，这样才有收成。
When we are working in the world, doing our business, it's very much like we're tilling the field, working very hard so that we can have a harvest.
那主耶稣跟我们同负一轭。
When Lord Jesus Christ carrying the yoke with us,
就是我们尽得到的力量，我们尽量做。
That means when what we can do, we do our best.
那做不到的
，and the parts that we are lacking,
神会承担。
God will carry it the yoke.
那这样我们才可以得安息。
And in this manner, we shall receive peace.
那这个叫做富足。
And this is rich.
在主里面呢，有丰盛的恩典。
Because in the Lord there are abundant grace.
所以我们要努力，但是没有压力。
So we should work hard, but not having a lot of worries and stress.
那在约翰福音里面
And in the book of John,
主耶稣又在提到他里面的平安。
Lord Jesus Christ mentioned as well the peace within him.
我们看约翰福音14章。
Let's turn to chapter 14 of the book of John.
约翰福音14章的27节。
Verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives.Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
这个地方主耶稣安慰他的门徒。
Here Lord Jesus Christ brings comfort to his disciples.
说你的心里不要忧愁。
You shall not worry,
也不要胆怯。
And you shall not be afraid.
忧愁就没有平安了。
When a person is troubled in his heart, he would not have peace.
因为你心里平静不下来。
Because there are turbulence in his heart that he could not calm down.
有时候你就没有办法睡觉。
Many times, they would not be able to sleep at night.
有时候心里忧伤，骨头都枯干，身体都发生问题。
And sometimes when they are sorrow in their heart, the bone would dry up and the health would have some issues.
那胆怯就是一种害怕。
And if they are afraid, it's a kind of fear.
那这样也没有平安啊。
And they would have no peace as well.
如果那主耶稣说，我是给你们的平安，跟世界上的不一样。
Lord Jesus says, my peace I give to you, but it's not the same as the one that world gives.
世界上的平安是什么事情都没有发生。最近我很平安。
When the worldly peace is when there is nothing happening. Recently, it's very peaceful.
我事业也不错，身体也很健康。
I'm very healthy and my business is going well.
一切都很顺利，所以我很平安。
Everything is very smoothly, so I live a peaceful life.
这是世界上人的平安。
This is the peace of the worldly people.
那这里主耶稣所说的是我里面我留下的平安。
But here, the peace that Jesus is mentioning here is the peace that Jesus leave with you.
也就是主耶稣本身所体验到的。
It is the peace that Lord Jesus Christ himself that he has and he experienced.
那我们看主耶稣的生活。
If we look at the life of Lord Jesus,
实在很简单。
It's very simple.
因为我们现在来讲真的是忧虑很多。
Compared to what we have today, he must have a lot of worries, it appears.
屋里有洞，飞鸟有巢，我没有放枕头，今天谁不会忧虑呢？
The fox has a hole, the bird has a nest, but I have no place to lay my pillow. If anyone is in this situation, who would not be worried?
主耶稣走到哪个地方？
No matter where Lord Jesus went,
有人要逼迫他。
There were people who are trying to persecute him.
他到后段他传道的历程，人要杀他。
And at the end of his journey, toward the end, there are so many people wanted to kill him.
哪里有人不害怕？
Who can be at peace and not be afraid at that time?
但是主耶稣虽然这样，
But even though Lord Jesus Christ is under this kind of circumstances,
他没有忧愁，没有害怕。
But he was not afraid, and he was not troubled in his heart.
神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
所以今天主耶稣与我们同在。
So today, if Lord Jesus Christ is with us,
他是恩典的来源。
He is the source of our grace.
因此我们生活没有忧虑。
So in our life, there should be no worries.
主耶稣有很大的权柄。
Lord Jesus Christ has all the authority.
圣经说住在至高者的隐秘处，就是住在全能者的印下。
If we live and be hide under the shadow of the Most High,
如果神跟我们同在，
If God is with us,
再大的车祸你都不会怕。
No matter what kind of great accident, we should not be afraid of.
如果神跟我们同在，
If God is with us,
再大的危险我们都不怕。
No matter what kind of danger we may encounter, we should not be afraid.
不是外在的环境不会改变。
So it doesn't mean that the outside environment it will not change.
是内心的一种平静安稳，没有忧愁，没有胆怯。
It's a peace, it's a calmness of our heart that we should not be afraid and should not worry.
这个叫做富足。
And this is rich.
有丰富的平安。
It's full, it's abundant grace with us.
还有主耶稣应许门徒。
And Lord Jesus Christ, furthermore, that he promised his disciples,
他要让他们体验到喜乐。
He will allow them to experience joy.
十五章，约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15,
十一节。
Verse 11,
这一些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy might be complete.
所以说主耶稣说我的喜乐要在你心里。
Lord Jesus says, my joy may be in you.
虽然主耶稣啊看起来很衰老。
Maybe Lord Jesus Christ, he seems like an old person.
但是主耶稣的内在是很满足。
But inwardly, he's very satisfied.
所以他很喜乐。
So he's very joyful.
这个叫做我的喜乐。
This is my joy.
那我的喜乐要存在你的心里。
And my joy shall be in your heart.
那你的喜乐可以满足。
And that your joy might be complete.
什么是满足？
So what is complete?
百分之百，没有缺陷。
It's when it's complete, it's 100%, we're lacking of nothing.
神的喜乐充满在我内心。
When God's joy is being filled in our hearts.
因为神的爱充满在我们里面。
It is when God's love is being come into our hearts.
那这个叫做富足。
And this is being rich.
如果我们生活得到安息。
If our life, we can receive rest.
生活有平安。
And there are peace in our life.
生活有喜乐。
There are joy in our life.
那就是一种幸福。
Then we're living a blessed life.
所以主说，圣经说叫我们成为富足。
So the Bible says that we may become rich.
我们不要一直都把它想作物质上的钱财增加。
Let us not think of it as being increased in our material possessions.
是指的他的恩典很丰富。
It is referring to the abundant grace of God.
但这不是这样而已。
But it's not only so.
好，我们来看彼得后书。
Let's take a look at the Second Peter's.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may partake in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这个地方讲，我们要脱离世上情欲来的败坏。
Here it says we should escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
然后可以跟神的性情有份。
That we may partake, in the divine nature of God.
这个情欲如果从加拉太书里面呢、啊，包括仇恨、嫉妒。恼怒，这个都是属于情欲。
So the evil desire, including anger, being hatred, and jealousy, all these are included.
因此，我们人生来哈，虽然人性有它的善良一面，但是人也有罪性。
So when we were born, of course, we have a good side and we have an evil nature as well.
那因为有善良的本性，也有罪性，所以人常常会有内在的冲突。
Because we come with a good nature and an evil nature, so a lot of time there are struggles.
我们知道善又是行不出来。
We know what is good, but we could not do it.
那我们知道恶，我们因为有恶罪性一直去做。
We know that is evil, but because of the sinful nature, we continue to do it.
所以人的良心常常觉得很苦。
So our conscience are also always pricking us.
所以立志行善可以做，行不出来。行得出来行不出来这种没有办法控制。
We can determine to do good, but it's not for us to actually doing good.
那一直到我们信了主耶稣。
It is until when we believe in Lord Jesus.
主耶稣活在我们里面。
When Lord Jesus Christ lives inside our hearts.
忽然间我们发现我们改变了。
All of a sudden, we realize we have changed.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有能力脱离情欲的败坏。
Because then we have power to depart from the corruption or to escape from the corruption from the evil desires.
就是从这个仇恨、恼怒、嫉妒，这个是情欲，到最后是带给人败坏。
So we can escape from hatred, from jealousy, from all these angry things that will cause our corruption.
让我们在神的性情上有份。
That we may partake in the divine nature of God.
人有人性。
We have our own human nature.
神有神性。
And God has his divine nature.
神的性是怜悯跟慈爱。
And the divine nature of God is full of mercy and kindness.
神的性是公义跟圣洁。
And God's divine nature is holy and it's
圣洁公义。
And justice and just.
神的性情是谦卑跟温柔。
And the divine nature of God is gentle and it's humble.
那这个性情啊，借着神的话，圣灵这样一直浇灌在我们里面。
And the divine nature of God comes to us through the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
那我们就会改变。
And then we can start to change.
罪性就减少。
And then our sinful nature decreases.
我们就变成越来越像主耶稣。
And slowly we become more and more like Lord Jesus.
这个叫做富足。
And this is being rich.
神性上富足。
Being rich in the divine nature.
所以我们本来看到一个人很讨厌他。
So when we see a person, we used to dislike this person.
因为他可能有很多不好的个性。
Maybe he has a lot of bad characteristics.
讲了很多不好的话。
He is always talking something very negatively.
做了很多不好的事。
He has done many evil things.
我们很讨厌这个人。
So we really despise this person.
甚至很恨这个人。
Even to the point of hatred.
但是当我们开始在追求神
But when we start pursuing after God
我们一直被神的爱充满
When we are being filled by the love of God
开始这个恨就会减消
And this hatred start to go away
那渐渐的我们就发现我们人的心会改变
And slowly we realize our heart is changing
会改变觉得很同情这一个人
We start to change our mindset towards this person that we start to have pity on him
为什么
Why?
因为他充满着恨，他根本就没有平安。
Because his life is full of hatred, he has no peace at all.
他充满着恨啊，对他也没有好处。
And his life is full of hatred, it's not benefiting him a bit.
所以我们反而会同情这样的人。
So we change our perspective and we start to have pity on him.
这个就是神的性情充满在我们里面。
This is when God's divine nature is in us.
所以主耶稣看到罪人，主耶稣不是讨厌他。
So when Lord Jesus Christ, he saw a sinful man, she did not despise this person.
主耶稣很怜悯他们。
Lord Jesus Christ have mercy on them.
因为主耶稣觉得他们有病。
Because Lord Jesus Christ feel that they are ill.
病人需要医生。
And those who are ill, they need a physician.
神的这个神性才能够改变人的罪性。
Only the divine nature of God can change the evil nature of a human being.
所以我们看到好多人信耶稣要改变了。
So we have seen so many people who after believing in Lord Jesus Christ, they have changed.
赦免别人。
That they can start to forgive.
能够去包容别人。
They can tolerate.
那这样的话就发现了、这个人际关系就越来越好。
And then we realize they start to have better relationship with others.
夫妻越来越好，家庭越来越和睦。
Between spouses and the family become very harmonious.
那本来弄得快离婚了，现在越来越好。
Maybe before they were about to get divorced, but now they become better couple altogether.
这个叫做富足。
So this is being rich.
神的本性很丰盛。
The divine nature of God is abundant.
使我们家庭更幸福。
So that our family can be more joyful.
那这个不是钱买得到的。
And this is not something you can purchase with money.
所以我们信耶稣要叫我们富足。
So when we believe in Jesus, we should be rich.
但是最重要的富足是什么？
But what is the most important rich?
彼得后书第一章。
First, Second Peter chapter 1.
11节。
Verse 11, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里说我们要进入救主耶稣基督，丰丰富富的进到救主耶稣永远的国度。
He says we will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
主耶稣再来的那一天。
The day that Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
我们在地上的生活就好像舞戏台上演戏都下台了。
Our life in this world will conclude like when the play is over and everyone has to get off the stage.
这个有形世界烧掉了，舞台烧掉了。
This physical world is being burned and it's away with.
所以这个人生的名华富贵啊，这个是戏台上演戏，这不是永久的。
So all the riches in this world, all the status, fame, and power, these are just like a play on the stage. It is not eternal.
那主耶稣再来，天国实现。
So when Lord Jesus Christ's second coming, when the heavenly kingdom is realized,
那我忽然间我们就发现，我们就从就真的下台以后，真正的我是什么
？And when we get off the stage, then we realize who we truly are.
主耶稣要叫我们富足。
Lord Jesus Christ will make us rich.
就是来世富足。
Make us rich next in the next life.
拉撒路是最穷，穷到连一滴水都没有。
Lazarus was the poorest person that he could not even afford a drop of water.
他要吃财主桌上掉下来的。
He has to eat the crumb that fall from the table of the rich man.
拉撒路还有自尊吗？
Lazarus, does he have any dignity at all?
他要吃财主桌上掉下来的。
He has to eat offthe crumb from the table of the rich man.
拉撒路没有朋友啊。
He has no friend.
只有一条狗来舔他的苍蝇。
There is only one dog that come and lick his sores.
拉撒路没有健康啊。
Lazarus has no health.
全身生疮。
There are a lot of sores all over his body.
有谁比他更可怜？
So who is more pitiful than Lazarus?
但是这是戏台上演戏啊。
But this is only like a character on the play, on the stage.
拉撒路下台以后。
After he get off the stage.
在亚伯兰的怀里。
He is in the bosom of Abraham.
在神的国里。
He is in the kingdom of God.
神的国里面是荣耀的。
And the kingdom of God, they are full of glory.
所以主耶稣让我们富足。
So Lord Jesus Christ will make us rich.
我们将来每一个人复活。
In the future, when we resurrected,
有人像太阳。
Some people are like the sun.
有人像月亮。
There are some shining like the moon.
有人像星星。
And some like the stars.
每一个人能够上天国都有荣耀。
When everyone that goes into heaven, they receive much glory.
这个叫做来世富足。
And this is being rich.
这是
in the future.
永远的富足。
And this is a richness that will last forever.
这是真正的富足。
And this is a true rich.
戏台上演戏的富足会过去。
The play, the rich on the play, it will pass one day.
但是天国的富足是永远的。
But the rich in heaven will last forever.
因此我们再回来看哥林后书的第八章。
So when we turn back to Second Corinthians chapter 8,
第九节。
Chapter
第八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
下半句说，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
The second portion says, "You through his poverty might become rich."
这个富足是指的恩典的富足。
So this rich refers to the abundance in grace.
神性的富足。
Abundance in the divine nature of God.
来世的富足。
And abundant a richness in the life to come.
那我们怎么能够有这样的恩典呢？
So how can we receive this kind of grace?
我们要经历过两种贫穷。
There are two kinds of poverty that we need to go through.
才能够有这个富足。
To receive this richness.
第一个贫穷
The first poverty.
就是第九节说的
In verse 9.
主耶稣本来是富足却叫我们成为贫穷
Now Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
到底这什么意思
What does it mean?
本来是富足的
He was rich.
因为他是神
Because he is God.
叫我们成为贫穷
But for your sake, he became poor.
就是他成为人。
That's he became a human being.
所以从神变成人，叫做从富足变成贫穷。
So from God becoming a man, it's from a rich becoming poor.
因为如果我们看那个哥林多后书第五章
，If we take a look at Second Corinthians chapter 5,
十六节
，verse 16。Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regard Christ in his way, we do so no longer.
这里说不要凭着外貌认人。
That we should no longer regard anyone worldly from the point of view of their form.
Flesh.
Or from their flesh.
英文叫做肉体，原文叫肉体。
So from we no longer regard anyone with the, from their flesh.
这个肉体就是人了。
And this flesh means the human body.
主耶稣带有人成为人了，说带有肉体。
So when Lord Jesus Christ he became in the form of flesh, he has this body.
那下面说我们凭着外貌认过基督。
Here it says, through the flesh we recognize Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么当时他们不能够接受耶稣？
So what is the reason that they could not accept Lord Jesus Christ?
就是看他的肉体。
It's because they recognize him by his flesh.
那圣经里说他是变成贫穷。
And the Bible says he became poor.
那你就知道啊。
Then you understand.
如果一个人贫穷。
If a person is poor.
穿的也很简单。
He wears something that's very simple.
吃的也很简单。
He eats something that's very simple.
住的也很简单。
And he lives in a simple manner.
有时候连钱也没有钱去受教育。
And he have no money to receive any education.
那因为贫穷。
Because he is poor.
有时候吃不够啊，又很瘦。
And he could not have enough food, so he is very thin.
就是所以贫穷带给人是很容易去看得出来的。
So the effect of poverty, it can easily be seen.
因此圣经说人凭着肉体，当主耶稣这个人啊，就把他拒绝吧，
so、
没有办法接受。
When they regarded Lord Jesus Christ's flesh, they refused to accept him.
但是这一位人，他本来是神啊。
But this person with flesh, he was God.
没有一个人看到神啊，不会羡慕的。
No one that after seeing God will not be envious of God.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God is living in the light that people could not come near.
那是荣耀的。
It is so glorious.
神是美的。
God is very beautiful.
没有一个人不羡慕神。
No one will not be envious of God.
没有一个人看到神不会下拜的。
No one after seeing God would dare not to kneel down before him.
太伟大了。
He is so mighty.
所以以赛亚看到神显现了。
So when Isaiah, he saw the glory of God.
他就从心里面对神的一种敬畏。
From within his heart, he has a reverence for God.
所以这个神在天国的那一种荣耀，那一种权柄， 我们没有办法了解。
So the authority, the glory of God in heaven is a kind, it's something that we could not understand.
哦，那一位神成为人来地上。
So the God came into the world with a human flesh.
就是他本来是富足的，叫我们成，因我们成为贫穷。
So he was rich, but for our sake he became poor.
我们今天看到有一些人从故乡移民到美国。
Yeah, we see a lot of people immigrated to U.S. from their hometown.
他本来有很好的工作。
They used to have very good occupation.
也很好的收入。
They have very good income.
那来到美国没有工作。
But when they come to the U.S. states, they did not have job.
有人去打工。
They have to work a part time.
生活很辛苦。
They live a very toilsome life.
那我们就知道说这叫做爱。
And we understand this is love.
所以有的下一代不知道父母的爱。
But there are some second generation descendants, they don't understand the parents' love.
不知道父母的牺牲。
They don't understand the sacrifice made by their parents.
他以为这本来是理所当然。
They thought this is something, they take this for granted.
那这对父母来讲，这是很伤心的一件事情。
And for parents seeing their children behaving this way, it's very sad to, in their hearts.
那如果子女懂得感念父母的爱，
But if the children are known to repay and to be grateful for the parents' love,
那我们常常觉得，当父母的再牺牲也愿意。
Then for the parents, they will be very willing to continue making these sacrifices.
那一位父就是天上的神。
And the Father that we have, it's in heaven.
所以圣经说，有人看到耶稣，觉得他是本来就是应该这样嘛，他就生在木匠的家庭。
So some people, when they say, see Lord Jesus Christ, he feel that he should be like this because he was born in a carpenter's house.
其实不是这样的。
But it's not so.
他在天上是富足的。
He was rich in heaven.
但是他要救人啊。
But because he want to save humankind.
那他自己有他的法律啊。
He has his own law.
就是罪要流血才可以得赦免。
That is through shedding of blood, a sin might be redeemed.
那世界上这一群人都犯了罪了。
And all men have sinned in the world.
那怎么救呢？
How do we save them?
他从上面下来。
So he came from above.
成为人。
Became flesh.
成为仆人。
Became the form of a servant.
成为罪人。
Became the form of a sinful man.
这个叫做从富足变成贫穷。
So this is coming from rich becoming poor.
没有爱，有谁愿意往下降？
If there is no love, who are willing to go descend?
没有人愿意。
No one is willing.
往下降都是因为爱。
Or if anyone is willing to come down, it's because of love.
如果主耶稣不愿意往下降，
If Lord Jesus Christ are not willing to come down,
我们都活在罪里面。
Then we will continue to live in sin.
我们都活在咒诅里面。
We will continue to live under the curse.
所以为着让我们往上升，
Because he wanted us to be lifted up.
从罪人变成他的儿子。
Now we can become his children, from sinners.
从灭亡变成永生。
Now we can receive salvation, from destruction.
从受咒诅变成得福。
Now we will no longer be cursed but receive blessings.
所以他就往下降。
So he lowered himself.
这个叫做基督的恩典。
And this is the grace of Christ.
这叫做基督的爱。
And this is the love of Christ.
所以因为他往下降，所以我们可以成为贫富足。
And because he lowered himself, that we might be rich today.
这是第一个，这个我们要成为富足，完全是因为神的恩典。
So today that we may be rich, it's due to the grace of God, of Christ.
我们就会想一个问题。
And sometimes we'll come to this question.
诶，为什么我信耶稣？
What is the reason that I believe in Jesus?
我没有体会到你讲那个富足啊。
I didn't experience the richness that you just talked about.
什么平安喜乐安息我都没有体会到。
The peace, joy, rest, I have not experienced one bit.
什么神性取代罪性我心里还是很恨人啊。
The divine nature replacing the sinful desires, but I'm still hating that person.
那么什么天国的富足，我最注重就是地上的丰富。
And the heavenly richness that you just talk about, but I care is about richness in the world.
那为什么我信耶稣，我没有体会到你说的？
What is the reason that today I have come to believe in Jesus, but I have not experienced the thing you just mentioned?
啊，原来我们要体会到主耶稣里面的富足，我们本身要经历贫穷。
In fact, to receive and to experience the richness that is mentioned here in Lord Jesus Christ, we must first go through poverty.
这是我们应该有的努力。
This is the effort that we need to put in.
所以当主耶稣来传道理。
So when Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to preach,
他讲八福。
He talked about the Beatitudes.
第一幅什么?
What is the first Beatitude?
我们看马太福音。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们看英文，中文虚心比较难了解。英文 poor in spirit, poor 是什么？贫穷。
When you're poor in spirit, that means you are poor.
今天我们信耶稣。
Today, when we believe in Lord Jesus
Christ. 如果我们心灵常常很贫穷。
If our spirit is poor,
感觉到我不够。
We feel we are in lack.
我认识神不够。
I don't know God enough.
我的真理认识不足。
I'm still lacking in truth.
我的圣灵不充满。
My Holy Spirit is not filled.
我的信仰不够好。
My faith is not good enough.
有这种虚心, 有这种贫穷。
If you have this poorness in your heart,
我们就会进步。
Then we will improve.
我们进步了, 就在灵里面会富足。
And when we improve, we will be rich in spirit.
那如果我们没有这种贫穷,
But if we do not feel poor at all,
那我们信耶稣就停在那里,
then we stay at that point and we will not be able to progress forward.
所以我们听到很多人在见证他的体验平安喜乐。
So we hear many testimonies about other people's peace and joy.
个性的改变。
About how they change their character.
但是如果我们没有虚心,
but if we do not have this poor in spirit,
我们就没有办法体会那种改变。
We would not be able to experience that kind of change.
所以保罗在提到他的体验。
So when Paul is talking about his experience,
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十节,
we take a look at verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Poor, yet making many rich. Having nothing, and yet possessing everything.
这个保罗在提到他的体验呢,
when Paul is talking about his experience in the world,
似乎一无所有,
it might seem that I have nothing,
却样样都有,
but I have everything.
样样都有就是富足。
And when you have everything, that means you are rich.
一无所有就是贫穷。
When you have nothing, it means you are poor.
所以保罗能够把自己降低到好像一无所有。
So he lowered himself to the point where he have nothing.
结果他就体会基督里面的丰盛。
Then
什么都有。
He experienced the abundant grace of God. In him, there is everything.
那保罗是什么往下降的?
So where did Paul lower himself from?
我们看别的比书第三章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter
3. 第四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. Though I myself had reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
这里说肉体, confident in the flesh. 就是保罗以肉体来讲, 他是有可以夸的。
So regarding the flesh, he has something to boast about.
第五节,
Verse 5.
他说我是法利赛人,
he says, I am a Pharisee.
热心才讲我是逼迫教会的,
and speaking of zeal, I am the one that persecutes the church.
律法上来意, 我无可指责的,
as for the legalistic righteousness,
其实保罗还有很多, 他是公会的议员, 他是加玛利门下受教的。
But in fact, he is the Hebrew of Hebrews. He's under a good teacher.
但是信耶稣以后, 这个都倒掉了, 这个没有关系的。
But after he believing in Lord Jesus Christ, he throw all these things away.
所以我们这个世界上这个条件, 你如果一直挂在心里面, 我有什么, 这样灵性就不能进步。
So if the qualification you have in the world, if you continue to put it in your heart and count about them all the time, then you cannot progress in your spiritual cultivation.
世界上这些忧郁的条件, 你愿意把它放在一旁。
All the qualification you have in the world, if you're willing to put it aside,
我们才会虚心。
Then we can experience the poor in spirit.
那虚心了, 信仰才会进步。
And when we are poor in spirit, then we can progress in our spirituality.
进步了, 我们才会富足。
And when we progress and we elevated ourselves, then we will become rich.
所以成为富足最大的困难是什么?
So what is the most difficult what is the biggest obstacle obstructing us from becoming rich?
主耶稣已经从天上降下来。
Lord Jesus Christ has come to the world.
这是最困难，但是他已经做完了。
This is the most difficult part, but he has completed.
现在最困难是我们本身。
So the most difficult part now is on us.
我们能不能往下降？
Can we lower ourselves?
成为贫穷。
Becoming poor.
如果可以，
if we can,
我们就要成为富足。
Then we will become rich.
这是我们的努力。
This is our effort.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
好像是397还是
七十？397哈，好，我们唱是397。
397。